it will create another accountability model after going through all the things to get flexibility under the state system. And the main problem with this one is it has a 50% reduction in growth scores. So that essentially the...
On purpose.
So the letter grading of schools would essentially be a function of the socioeconomic status of the neighborhood or the status scores of the students, because growth is minimized to 50% value related to already being proficient. So what's the point of measuring kids who are already proficient if the goal is to try and improve instruction over time? But that's what they did. And that's why there are concerns about it. Now, I don't think most legislators understood that. There's a lot of confusion on the House floor about this bill. Amendments were made claiming to temper some of that. But in the end, what was passed was that growth is half the value of already being proficient. And so you can see that you'll – how do you ever get two non-proficient kids proficient 2-to-1 ratio to proficient kids to ever catch up and make that work? You can't. It won't work. So we'll see what happens with that one. Of a veto? Governor Herbert has not been interested in vetoes in the past, but he's now in his first four-year term. And he has a lot of political capital that he could use.
He vetoed something last year that was
What's the timeline?
I think that's true, but one of the things...
30 days after 30 it days was after. Enrolled.
Right.
So some of them, the meter's running on.
It's become really apparent that there's a particular special interest group that he is recognizing shouldn't be in the middle of these conversations.
I want to be real Republican.
So. You have to speak up into the microphone.
I will. Thank you.
You're not going to tell us the name of the group so we can watch them?
I'll tell you the name of the
group.
Yeah,
it's Parents for Choice in Education.
Those are the voucher people, right?
Yes. Yeah.
They are. And they were involved with actually
writing this
bill. And when you have a special interest group that steps in and helps write a bill over public education, that shouldn't be happening.
Well, what's disappointing in this one in particular is Senator Niederhauser delayed his bill a year ago from being enacted because he knew it didn't align with the new model, and made promises to work through and align it with the new model. And this is the outcome. Came the last few weeks of the session without conversation and didn't align with a year's worth of work that Senator Niederhauser even participated in. So we'll see what happens next.
We'll see what happens.
A couple other quick things.